Connecticut 5th District Congresswoman Elizabeth Estes says she has no intention of resigning from office. The third-term Democrat is responding to calls made in the past few days by prominent state Democrats. They want Estes to resign because of the way she handles sexual harassment allegations made against her former chief of staff. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
The first Democrat to call for Estes to resign was State Senator Mae Flexer of Killingly. She has been a strong advocate for strengthening Connecticut's sexual harassment laws. She says Estes' failure to deal with the sexual harassment issue in her office in a timely manner hurt the cause of women who courageously come forward. Flexer says it's time for Estes to step aside. Other Democrats in the General Assembly have joined the call. They include State Senate Democratic President Martin Looney of New Haven, State Senators Paul Doyle of Wethersfield and Kathy Austin of Sprague, and State Representatives Diana Urban of Stonington and Kelly Jules Scopino of Manchester. Susan Bicewitz, a former Secretary of the State who's now exploring a run for governor, also chimed in. Democrats criticizing Estes but not calling for her to resign include U.S. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy, as well as 3rd District Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro and Governor Daniel Malloy. Estes released a statement on Saturday saying she has no intention of leaving Congress. Her resignation would create an open seat in Connecticut. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.